episode 214 of To Do To Go Bookmakers. First, a little self-promotion, and then at the end, I'll have another little self-promotion about another book. But I have a book at Apple iBooks, Kobo, and Barnes & Noble called The City of Cox. It's a character-driven murder mystery. We have to get the murderer off. How do they do it? Because they're drunks. If you go to Apple iBooks, please check out The City of Cox by me, George Stenson. Self-promotion finished. If you're here for the fiction, you can go to about 5 minutes. In bookbinding in the last couple of weeks, in the last week, I have made 4 clamshell boxes, 2 that would fit a pocketbook about A6 in size, and 2 much smaller A8 or so, very small books and very small clamshells, because for a couple of reasons. First, and probably most important, I didn't want to spend a lot of supplies on making these. These are practice clamshells, and I didn't want to use a lot of material. So they're pretty small, but the object was to practice and make that better and make it fit. I have gotten it down to the width of the top of the clamshell is almost precisely to the edge of the lower part of the clamshell, including the paper I cover it with. So that's pretty close. And I'm thinking I could make another more substantial clamshell now that I have practiced. There are pictures of these 4 clamshell boxes, including the latest, up at todoodigawabookmakers.podbean.com. And the latest one was complete. The last 2 are completely finished. I put in paper in the inside. Previously, I didn't put any paper on the inside of the shells itself, so it's just a bookboard. But now I have put in flooring. And the last one that I made, the 4th one I made, is completely made of scraps. The cover is completely made of scraps, and the flooring, the interior papers, are also scraps, but because the clamshell is so small, it looks like a complete thing. One has got maps on the inside, and one is just a different colored paper. But that was, I think, a successful week of practicing clamshell making. Here's my envision for the next project. I'm going to print out a book, a novel, and bind it, etc. And then I'm going to make a clamshell box for it with an extra ribbon on the floor of the smaller clamshell size that you can pull, and then the book will come out. Because the latest one I made is so nicely measured. Oddly for me, it was nicely measured. It's too difficult to get the book out. So I thought maybe a ribbon, you just pull the ribbon, the book pops out. So that's my project for the next week. I'm also probably going to put a raised portion on the cover, because that seems to be my habit. And recently is to have a little raised portion and a little lower portion. That's for the clamshell box. Also probably similar raised portion on the book cover itself. This should work out to be interesting, and I hope it takes me less than a week. Might take me a week or so. I have to choose the book, and then I have to print it out and fold it and sew it and put on the end papers and put on the cover, make the cover and put on the cover. A week, maybe 2 weeks, because I might be busy, and of course, it's summer. In bookbinding in general, I'm trying to expand my skill set. I'm trying to do something I haven't done before. I'm trying to conquer new heights, as it were. Some people call it getting out of your comfort zone. I have made clamshell boxes before, but not this many so quickly. But I have never made a tunnel book, and that tunnel book will be talked about next week. So please stay tuned for that. And now, writing fiction. Fiction. What have I been doing in fiction? Oh, let me tell you what I have been doing in fiction. My goodness, we'll start with the genre fiction first. The genre fiction includes my Fear series, a Fear trilogy. The first one is Fear Itself, followed by Fear the Dead, followed by The Sound of Fear. These three books take the history, the life, the biography of a soldier who was fighting a future war, and how he becomes injured and turns to government, and then he turns to politics, and then another war is coming, and he is trying to do something about it. And that's where it ends, with his success or failure. Three books. But there's a fourth book called Fear Zero, taking the same war hero to when he was 10 years old and gets involved in domestic violence, and he protects his mother, and all the evidence proves that he killed the mother. So he is wrongly accused of murder, and he is sent to the future prison for children, where he has to defend himself from a variety of people. So that is Fear Zero. The thing about Fear Zero is it's half finished. It's more than half finished. It's half plus finished. And once it's finished, it's going to be available for free. And if you want to learn more about what happens to the main character, the trilogy is available. So I'm working on that. It's coming along great. It's mostly angry violence. It's a future prison for children. At the beginning of the book, he is 10. So that's what I've been doing with my Fear trilogy. And then we come to Jiapan. Jiapan, I have talked about a lot in the past. I have talked about Don Quixote in the past, and I have accomplished something great on my Jiapan. My Jiapan is based a little bit, very, very little, on Don Quixote. It is a gypsy nun and her two chaperones, who are also guards in the military, and a Japanese artist meet up in Spain in the 1600s and go from one end of Spain to the other. The adventures they see, sort of like Don Quixote. Now, if you have read Don Quixote, and really, who has, there are some sections, long sections, where Don Quixote doesn't show up. It's another character telling a story, usually about themselves, sometimes about someone else. And this other story will go on about a variety of things that may or may not be related to the main theme of Don Quixote. Well, I have done that. I have written a story within the book. This time, of course, it's someone the Japanese artist meets. So the story is about his love affair with a Japanese woman, not the Japanese artist, this other person. The other person was a priest in Japan in the 1500s, late 1500s. And of course, towards the beginning of the 1600s is when the Christians were basically banned from Japan. But he was there earlier. And he falls in love, and then disaster strikes, and then he has to do something. And he is telling this story to Jiapan, so it's related. Plus, it's related in that the priest is in Japan. The priest himself is from Portugal, but living in Spain. Anyway, that has been about 6,000 or 7,000 words long, and as he is telling the story, the other characters are looking for transportation from Ciudad Real. I can do it. Don't worry. Just relax. Ciudad Real, which is south of Madrid, to Guadalajara, which is north of Madrid. And I don't know why they're looking for transportation. Probably because somebody's horse died. So that is what I've been doing on Jiapan and the Fear trilogy. I sense Jiapan will be finished fairly soon. I sense the Japanese artist is going to want to work with the priest, because the priest is now working as an artist himself. but he is in Ciudad Real, not Madrid or Guadalajara. So what will the gypsy nun do? She is headed towards Guadalajara. So we shall see. Plus, I'm going to go check if it's Guadalajara or Guadalupe. It is indeed Guadalajara. So that's what I've been doing, writing, and working on clamshell boxes in that. And then soon I think I will finish Geopon, part of a pentology. In any case, thank you very much for dropping by. Thank you very much for listening. And please, if you have the time, go to Apple iBooks, Kobo, or Barnes & Noble and look up City of Cox by George Stenson. Read what you can. If you enjoy it, buy it. The sequel, Feeding Vicky's Corpse, is coming up soon, probably within the next couple of weeks. So you have to read that one first. So thanks for dropping by. Thanks for listening. Thanks for looking at the books. See you next time.